A new OECD report on gender equality in education has found that girls lack self-confidence when it comes to maths and science. Less than 1 in 20 girls from OECD countries consider careers in science, technology, engineering and maths, but it's a very different story for boys. Dr. Kathy Foley is Science Director of the CSIRO's manufacturing arm. She's speaking here with The World Today's Sarah Seggie.
The report shows that if you look at the testing of girls and boys in maths and science, that there's a small difference, about 3% difference, so let's say they're about equal. And then what it's saying is, though, that girls are just not choosing to head into careers or do subjects that allows them to do careers in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. And when you think of the way the world is going, technology-related career choices and opportunities is really where the future is. They're just not going to be in a position to be competitive.
Are you surprised that the report found that girls lack self-confidence in their ability in maths and science?
It's not a surprise, but it's disappointing to know that we really haven't shifted that much. In fact, maybe even gone backwards a bit. So one of the things that I suppose is alarming is, you know, in the last 15 years or so, since about 2001, the number of girls and boys choosing to do maths in their final years in high school has tripled. From boys, it's gone from about 3% to 9%, but now it's got to a point where about 25% of girls are not choosing to do any maths in their last years of high school. So we're seeing that girls are choosing in greater numbers to not undertake even the basic literacy subjects just so that they can go into the world knowing more about maths and science so that even on day-to-day levels they're able to make sense of the world. So that's concerning. But then from a careers perspective, they need those as a baseline in order to step into courses that allow them to be studying for careers in things from engineering and sciences, but also in many businesses today, the opportunities in technology-related industry is absolutely paramount.
The report did say that some parents around the world may be more encouraging of their sons, for example, to go into careers around maths, science, engineering and technology. Do you think that we see that in Australia, that there is some sort of unconscious bias that they are more jobs for men?
I don't think as a society we're completely ignoring girls going into science, but we notice that they do tend to go into the biological sciences and biotech areas and medical research, and that's actually an area of growth for Australia. So that's something where I think we're making big headway. But if you look in the physical sciences, we still don't see many young women putting their hands up to become engineers. It's still very low. And if we look at particularly the need for IT infiltrating across all industries, from whether it's, you know, banking through to sales through to even caring and service industries, if we don't have young women doing the basic studies that are needed to be able to be part of that strategy or that career in the future, then they're really going to be very disadvantaged and starting from a much lower base. So I think there's an unconscious desire to move away from the sort of hard sciences, I guess, or maths, and into the biological sciences. But in the process, we're sort of shutting out the opportunities of and where the future is, in particularly where IT and engineering are infiltrating all aspects of our lives.
What role could parents and teachers have in encouraging girls to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering and maths?
The role of parents and teachers is huge. I think if you look at any studies, it says that kids choose a lot of their subjects or their futures dependent on parental and teacher influence. And if they've got a bias or an unknown bias, or if they've got a lack of knowledge, then they're just going to go with what they know. So it's one thing saying, yes, we should encourage parents and teachers to encourage girls to think beyond their normal social norms. But my guess is that they don't really know that, A, they're doing it. So we need to have some sort of recognition or campaign to make sure that parents and teachers realise that we have this unconscious bias.
That's Dr. Kathy Foley, Science Director of the CSIRO's manufacturing arm, speaking there with The World Today's Sarah Seggie.